Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear the story of a United States senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as a Senator of the United States and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Now, we present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. Chess may be the royal game, but there's nothing in our democratic statutes that prevents chess as a serious political pursuit. In fact, the world is a chessboard, and unless we learn to play the game of strategy keenly, we may lose out, perhaps fatally. And the chess game that Dean Edwards, youngest man in the Senate, is about to be involved with starts with an unbelievable stack of mail on his secretary's desk.
Good morning, Ginger.
Good morning, Senator, and I resign.
What? Where did all this mail come from?
Slight avalanche. I quit.
What's it all about?
Well, here, read a cross-section. Huh. Your devoted constituents.
Dear Senator Edwards, this is to tell you all of us lumberjacks are dead against turning Timberlake Forest into some fool national park. Your bill will keep us from paying our bills, so lay off, Senator. A lumberjack.
Mm-hmm. Here's another example. We swing a lot of axes, and we can swing the next election, Senator. We're against your bill for turning our lumber camps down here into a picnic ground. Signed, a rigger.
Those boys sound mad.
Look, Chief, I can't begin to answer all this mail.
How about answering the telephone, then?
Oh. Good morning, Senator Edwards' office. Do you know a man named Paul Bunyan?
Paul Bunyan. Oh, that's the legendary hero of American lumberjacks. It's some gag...
Wait a minute. Now he says he's somebody named Dave Deeping. Accompaniment of hearty, genial laughter.
No, I'll talk to him.
Here he is, Mr. Deeping.
Good morning, Mr. Deeping.
Well, good morning to you, Senator. Nice to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you, sir, although we've never met.
Well, I was thinking of correcting that, Senator, since that's what I flew up here particularly to do.
I assume it's about the Timberlake Forest matter.
You assume absolutely correct, Senator. And you've just won a good dinner with me tonight.
Well, I don't think I can make it tonight.
Tonight is the only time I can make it, Senator.
Well, let me think.
Now, my wife's in town with me to see her dad, Senator Giles Chapman.
Chapman?
But she'd like to have dinner with a young senator, not in the family.
Senator Chapman, your father-in-law?
Why, yes.
That's very interesting.
Now, what about dinner with two of your loyal constituents, Senator?
Well, 7 o'clock, all right, with you and Mrs. Deeping?
Fine. Check with you later on the place when I've checked with Rita.
Good.
Thank you, Senator. Looking forward to it. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Deeping.
That's a nice place. Fine dinner, Senator. Good place you recommended.
Lovely.
But I would like you to be my guests, really.
Won't hear of it. I invited you. Now then,
About Timberlake National Park?
Oh, dear. Politics.
In 3 words, Senator, I'm against it.
1 word from me. Why?
I'm lumbering Timberlake Forest on a government lease on government property. And I don't mind saying it's been a good thing for me.
You're a very small minority, Mr. Deeping.
Now, look here, Senator. A lot of American families depend on my operation for their livelihood. They don't want Timberlake turned into a national park.
They, meaning you.
Oh, no, gentlemen.
This is your first term, Senator. Do it upright and come back for seconds, huh?
It's getting late, Dave, and we're flying back tonight.
Sure. I want the Senator to promise to visit us soon, though.
You'd love it, really.
Well,
regular wilderness castle. It's fabulous. You come down and reassure my boys about that national park nonsense and have a nice visit with us. That's an invitation, Senator.
Sounds more like an order.
It's an invitation, Senator. Believe me.
Mrs. Deeping.
I'm sorry to disturb you at your home like this, Senator.
But you're catching a plane tonight.
I shall catch a cold out here, Senator.
Oh, forgive me. Won't you come in, please?
This will only take a moment, Senator.
Won't you sit down anyhow?
At just this moment, my husband is in conference with my father, Senator Chapman.
I know him very well, a formidable opponent.
But a man of unimpeachable honor and conviction.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt, one of the very best.
Yes. He's been strongly against your national park bill.
How well and bitterly I know it.
Therefore, what he has in mind now is a matter of his strong personal convictions. Senator, my husband and my father are discussing the sale of Timberlake Forest Reserve to my husband.
To thwart my bill.
My father is only thinking of keeping the forest productive. I tell you this so that you won't continue to oppose David. You can't win, and you may only hurt your own career. That's all, Senator. Good night.
Hello? This is Senator Dean Edwards. May I speak to the White House Secretary, please? Oh. Well, will he call me in my office tomorrow morning, please? Urgent. Anything else in the mail, Ginger?
Yes, this very interesting item, Senator. A very nice note from David Deeping inviting you to Timberlake Manor day after tomorrow.
No call from the White House? I called the secretary last night, told him it was important.
Sorry, Senator. Oh, maybe. Senator Edwards' office. Yes, he's right here.
The White House?
Yes. I'll tell him, sir.
Give it to me.
He hung up.
Well, get him back.
Well, he says no need to disturb
him. He isn't disturbing me. Get him back.
Well, he says he spoke to the president. The president says, in effect, will do.
Will do?
In effect.
That'll hold Mr. David Deeping for a while.
Oh, it sure will, as if I knew what you're talking about.
The president is going to proclaim Timberlake a national monument until Congress can vote on my national park bill. Mr. David Deeping can buy a forest, but he can't buy a national monument.
Pretty rough going along this mountain trail, Senator.
I've had rougher going on Pennsylvania Avenue.
I'll show you around the camp when you get set here.
I can't stay more than a day or two, Mr. Deeping.
Call me Dave, Senator.
I've got to get back to Washington.
I want you to meet all of my boys. Tell them about their future here as lumberjacks, huh?
You don't seem to have much activity around here.
They're all in the social hall.
Oh? What's doing today?
Why, they're waiting for you, Senator. Reassure them. So, man, it's my very real pleasure and honor to present the junior senator from this state with some words of cheer from Washington way. A real fellow with our best interests at heart, Senator Dean Edwards. Give him a hand, boy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Dave Deeping. Dave has asked me to reassure you about my intentions concerning my park bill. I do want to reassure every man here that nobody will lose his job.
Well, that's good going.
The United States Congress does not sit to legislate people out of work. All of you who cannot be absorbed here in park duties will be given employment elsewhere at your own work. If my bill is enacted, it...
What do you mean, if, Senator? We want it, too.
Men, listen. I know that today's bread and butter looms larger in your eyes than such notions as conservation, as the long view for national survival. But when I assure you men that nobody will suffer, and that what...
Sit down, Senator. All right, men, listen to me. Listen, I say, leave this to me. There's been a slight misunderstanding, that's all. Just leave everything to me. Come on, Edwards, let's get out of this.
Pretty stiff climb to your house, Mr. Deeping.
Yeah. My wife is looking forward to this.
I'm flattered.
Called her before we left the hall. I think she's got news for you.
News?
Oh, something about different ways to skin a cat.
Oh?
She's a funny girl. Great girl. I don't know what I'd do without her. And her father, Senator Chapman. Well, now that dinner's almost over, darling, how about telling the senator about the alternate method of skinning a cat?
Sounds interesting, Mrs. Deeping.
It's just that Father says it looks good for the sale of Timberlake Forest to David.
I'm sorry to be such a dismal guest at your board, but now I have news for you. The president is going to proclaim this as a national monument, pending park legislation. You can't buy a national monument, I'm afraid.
Oh, yes. Father did mention something about that.
Mm-hmm.
He's persuaded the president to defer his proclamation.
I see.
I am sorry, Senator.
Oh, no.
But I am.
Well, why? It's a high-level chess, that's all, a game of chess.
You give up, Senator?
No, not quite.
Well, then, it's your move, Senator.
Now, back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
This is Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. Public servants do not become rich in office. Mostly they serve out of a wish to serve and for the honor and prestige in public service. And therefore, the threat of a loss of office is more serious, actually, to the honest man than to the self-seeking type. Senator Dean Edwards, faced with a strong threat to his future in Washington, can now gracefully acknowledge defeat with honor and avoid the risk of political oblivion. He's probably weighing that choice as he rides into the logging camp with Deeping's foreman, Ripley Case.
Much further to the company store, Rip?
Oh, another mile.
Doing some impromptu shopping for the boss?
Oh, I've got to make a stop at the gang sawmill. Only a minute.
This Deeping's quite a fellow, isn't he?
I'm fairly well off. I'm privileged not to feel one way or the other about Dave Deeping.
What happened?
I was Dave's partner once. Well, he buys me out at a time when he knows he's getting the contract to operate Timberlake on a U.S. lease. I'm comfortable, but I could have been rich. Not just Dave's foreman.
But he didn't actually cheat you.
I don't have to love him, though, do I?
I appreciate your point, all right.
There's the sawmill. Come inside and look around while I talk to some of the boys, huh?
I'd like to, yeah. Thanks, Rip.
Hiya, Senator. I wasn't gone too long.
Funny.
Have a look around inside?
Yes, yes. When I came out just now, I found this under the windshield wiper.
Yes, some kind of a note, huh?
Yes, and this little celluloid calendar card.
What's the note say, or am I out of line?
Use this and use your judgment, Senator. It has a little 3-inch scale along one side. Does that mean anything to you, Rip?
Oh, not a thing.
Who could have put this under our windshield wiper? And why?
It's me, Senator.
I wouldn't want to measure a 60-foot plank with a 3-inch measure, would I?
Not very well.
A plank's got 3 dimensions, of course.
But... Yeah, it's long, it's wide, and it's thick. Mm-hmm.
Rip, I'm going back inside for a minute.
Sure.
I want to measure something, just on a hunch. Good afternoon, Mrs. Deeping.
Oh, hello, Senator. I was just taking in the view from the terrace. I never tire of it. Dave is in the study waiting to take you on a tour of the camp.
Well, first, I'd like you to read this.
Yes.
It was put on the windshield of our car half an hour ago.
Use this and use your judgment, Senator. Typed out, not to reveal any handwriting.
And this celluloid calendar card with a 3-inch rule along one edge was with the note. What do you think it means?
Well, I don't understand it.
Ripley Case doesn't like Dave, does he?
They're not enemies, I'm sure of that.
Should I mention it to Dave?
Oh, hello, Senator. How about that tour of inspection as advertised? Or would you rather talk to my beautiful wife?
Between gallantry and discretion, the wise man is discreet. By all means, the tour of inspection.
Those gang saws that you see there, Senator, they slice that big timber on the deck into common board.
Well, that planking looks thicker than the stuff I saw this morning.
Yeah. Some of the boys said you were here earlier.
This board looks a quarter of an inch thicker.
Well, it varies.
According to contract?
That's full 2-inch stock you see there, Senator.
It was 1.75 inches this morning.
Well, that's considered 2 inches, Senator. For example, a 2x4 isn't 2 inches by 4 inches. It's 1.75 by 3.
I know. In finished lumber. This is common lumber.
Senator, we've been cutting full 2-inch stock here for months. Well, let's go, Senator. It's getting noisy in here.
Dinner on the terrace is so lovely just this time of evening, Senator. So peaceful.
I'm sorry Dave can't join us.
He's probably out on inspection.
Busy. Busy man.
I do wish he'd slow up a bit and relax.
Then why aren't you on my side? If my national park bill goes through, Dave will have to take a little time off.
I am on your side. In that respect. Oh!
Sounded like a cannon.
It's the fire gun.
Fire gun?
The rangers fire the gun to warn forest people of fire.
Forest fire?
In the valley, yes.
Yes, I can see it now. Far down, there.
It's in the lumber yard. I'll get it. Hello? Yes, Dave, he's right here. Senator, it's David.
Hello, Dave.
Senator, we got a bad blaze going on down here.
I know, I'll come down and help you.
No, get on that telephone, man, and round up all the help you can get.
All right, I'll get to the National Guard, and I'll see if the state penitentiary has a work gang they can send out.
Get on it, mister.
I'll join you afterward.
No, this is for professionals.
But you'll need all the help.
I said no, Senator, that's an order. Now get going.
That's about all I can do from here, Mrs. Deeping.
Wood 11 and Wood 13 are on fire now.
The fire seems to have started in the lumber stockpile.
Why, yes.
May I use your telephone once more, privately?
Please do. Inside.
I can't speak very loudly, Ginger, and this is a party line up here, so listen carefully. You hear me, Ginger?
Go ahead, Senator.
I know it's after hours, but try to get Mr. Van Hooten in the government accounting office. Tell him I want him to dig out the contract of the lease for the Timber Lake Forest between the U.S. government and David Deeping Enterprises.
Lease between U.S. and David Deeping Enterprises. Go on, Senator.
I want all the specifications for common lumber. Got it?
Right.
Call me back.
Yes, sir.
Goodbye.
You must forgive me.
Mrs. Deeping.
Eavesdropping, Senator.
Just requesting certain figures, that's all.
So you do know about Dave stealing. I want you to hear it from me first. Not that I excuse or condone what he's done.
Go on, Mrs. Deeping.
You probably know that every stick of lumber out here is earmarked for overseas reconstruction.
Our allies, yes. The right lumber in this forest has easy access to seaports.
You must believe me, Senator, when I tell you, when I insist with all my soul that David is a good man. But before he was on his feet here, there was a mistake in the gang sawmill. The lumber was cut a quarter of an inch thinner than specification. He waited in a perfect agony for the error to be discovered and for him to be penalized and bankrupt in the settlement. It didn't happen.
The error got by?
The next time, he did it deliberately.
Didn't you fight against that?
I didn't know about it then. Again, it got by. And the next time. The fourth time, an inspector caught it.
Of course.
Dave bought the inspector.
Bribery on top of larceny.
And blackmail on top of that. If that man threatens to talk, David will expose him. And I can't let these things continue. I can't stand by and watch the disintegration of a man I love, weak though he is. I love him, and he's good.
You'll send him to prison rather than let it go on?
Yes, before he does something beyond all redemption.
The next inspector might not be purchasable. Dave's been lucky.
Oh.
Just me, husband and host. Am I interrupting anything?
You're grimy. Your clothes.
I tried a call from down the road. The line was pretty busy, Senator. Your figures from Washington won't prove a thing.
I measured the thickness of that lumber earlier today, Dave. 1 3/4 inches. 3 hours later, it measured 2 inches. And you claimed it had always measured 2 inches. And the lumber cut earlier had all been removed. All scraps, all the evidence.
So you say, Senator.
You're stealing 12.5 cents on every dollar you get for that planking.
Look, Senator, mistakes happen.
I told him about the mistake, Dave.
Well, a committee might find some thin, substandard board someplace. Nothing dangerous, mind you.
But not what you've been paid to deliver, either.
All right. I said you'll find some substandard stuff around.
Naturally, you wouldn't have cheated on every shipment.
Like I said, mistakes happen.
There's no mistake about this. Explain this note, Deeping.
Huh? Use this and use your judgment, Senator. So?
A small celluloid measure came with it. They were found under the windshield wiper of the car. Whoever put them there knew there was no mistake.
Some sorehead. It doesn't mean a thing.
I put that note in your car, Senator.
Rita.
What?
Rita,
all along,
how could
I've
you?
Tried to help the Senator defeat you without letting him know my purpose. I didn't want you to stay here, to go on and on like this to your ruin, and involving my father innocently.
Nobody's ruined, darling. Edwards can't prove anything except error. And I'm in a position to pay for mistakes now. The lumber yard with the alleged substandard planking is totally burned out, Senator.
On top of larceny and bribery and blackmail comes arson.
You can't prove a thing, Senator.
I can, Dave.
Darling, a wife can't testify against her husband.
Mrs. Deeping.
I'll divorce him and testify against him.
Rita.
If I must.
Oh, Rita, you wouldn't.
Yes. For your sake, Dave.
But I need you, Rita. I couldn't.
Easy, Dave. Oh. Slide that chair over, Mrs. Deeping.
Oh, darling.
Now then, Dave. We can prove this on you now. Your regard for your wife is just one of the better things about you. There's more that's good in you than not. Why don't you quit while you're ahead?
Well,
please, Dave. For me, for yourself. Don't go on and on. Tell him.
Senator, you've got me.
Oh, Dave, I'm so glad. You'll be glad, too, you'll see. You'll see.
Thanks, Dave. Saves a lot of unpleasantness.
Oh, you're a prisoner, Senator.
And all I came down here for was a nice, shady national park for all the folks.
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tyrone Power. I like America. I like it because here we try to make allowances for human frailty. In America, for example, a man is innocent until proven guilty. Not for long do we allow hysteria or prejudice or error to convict a man before the fact. A nation that takes the human equation into account is a nation of understanding and tolerance and mercy, privileged and under the obligation to stand as an example and a guidepost in a disordered world. America, to me, is such a nation. I like America.
Next week, may we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom, USA.